In 2006, Iowa voters elected Bill Northey to be Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Now, after 11 years, Northey has resigned and accepted a position as Undersecretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer has this look back at Northey's tenure.
While serving as Iowa's Agriculture Secretary, Bill Northey took on an additional role, co-chairing the Gulf of Mexico Hypoxia Task Force. Its mission to clean up the dead zone downstream from Iowa and other agriculturally rich states put Northey in the hot seat on water quality.
He wanted Iowa to be one of the first states to, or the first state to develop a plan to address Gulf hypoxia.
Iowa State University's John Lawrence.
Since he was the committee chair, he couldn't ask other states to do it if Iowa wasn't doing it.
Lawrence led the team that provided the scientific foundation of what became the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. Under Northey's leadership, Lawrence says, farmers' attitudes began to change from,
this is 1,500 miles away, that's not our problem, to, we take care of our land, we know what we're doing, leave us alone, to saying, we, Iowa and Iowa farmers, are the largest contributor of both nitrogen and phosphorus leaving the state of Iowa, and therefore we need to have a role in how we address it.
Northey sees water quality as one of the bigger projects he oversaw as secretary. On his watch, for example, farmers went from planting 50,000 acres in cover crops to 600,000.
But folks that are trying it, that if you'd asked them 10 years ago, they would have said they never saw cover crops in their future and now are increasing the amount that they're doing.
Cover crops keep nutrients from running off into streams and ultimately the Gulf of Mexico. Cherokee County farmer Nathan Anderson met Northey at several meetings focused on cover crops, where Anderson says Northey convinced other farmers to try them. And Anderson credits Northey with helping to diffuse what became, at times, a divisive urban-rural debate on water quality.
His responsibility was for agriculture in the state, and agriculture has producers, but it also has consumers.
Still, as a farmer, Anderson says there were a couple of areas where Northey could have been a stronger advocate. All his conservation focus, for example, stayed on water quality priorities.
My critique would be his needing to have more of that focus and that drive on conservation, on sustainability, on regenerative agriculture, and on healthy agriculture systems that can benefit and help to grow rural communities and the state of Iowa.
And Anderson says he was disappointed Northey didn't take a strong public stand to defend the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture, which the legislature defunded and nearly shut down last year. Where Northey did have a very public and challenging role was in the 2015 avian influenza outbreak, which cost Iowa 31 million birds. Iowa Turkey Federation Director Greta Irwin says Northey's leadership stretched from organizing the state's emergency response to coordinating with federal officials to making personal calls to affected farmers.
Those types of outreaches did a lot to touch people's hearts in that time of outpouring of strength. That was what they needed at that time period.
Irwin says even though disaster plans were in place well in advance, the outbreak strained them. Responses weren't always as quick as producers would have liked. She says Northey helped keep people calm.
Delays create some frustration, but we knew there was a process in place and there was a leadership in place that had a lot of compassion and care to make sure things were done properly.
Northey says assessing how it went after the fact led to some changes in emergency planning for future outbreaks.
In the intensity of avian influenza, we'd made some decisions about how to approach things that later on needed to be changed, and we changed. And it's hard sometimes for government to do that, but we need to be open to that nationally as well.
Now, Northey's given up operation of his Northwest Iowa farm and expects to travel well beyond the comfort of Midwest crop fields to serve all of U.S. agriculture. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.